From our New York studios up in Harlem, let's go inside her story with Jackie Reed. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Tom, Sybil, and Damon. So 100 years after it was first conceptualized, the National Museum of African American History and Culture is about to open its doors this weekend, Tom. Yikes. I'm going inside her story with Zena Howard, the Senior Project Manager for the museum. Good morning, Zena.
Good morning, Jackie. Pleasure to be here.
Thank you. Glad to have you. So are y'all ready?
We are ready. We certainly are. We're looking forward to this.
Okay, so this building, I hear, let's talk about what it looks like. It sure stands out from others I've been reading on the National Mall, and according to pictures, how is it different, and who designed it?
Yes, so the building is very different. It's very distinct from what you normally see on the mall. Normally you see a lot of limestone and white marble buildings, and this building stands out. It is a dark building, and the form of the shape of the corona is awesome. And the building was designed by a collaboration of four architectural firms. So it's the Freelon Group, which was the lead architectural firm headed by Phil Freelon, David Aje of Aje Associates, who is the lead designer on the project, and Davis Brody Bond. He was Max Bond was referred to as the Dean of Architects, and he headed that firm and subsequently passed away shortly after we won the commission. And finally, we have a local firm called the Smith Group that has significant prior experience with the Smithsonian. So we came together and collaborated, and there you have it.
Well, you have a number of very interesting objects that are on display in the museum, including the silk lace and linen shawl given to Harriet Tubman by Queen Victoria, the Quran acquired by Elijah Muhammad, Emmett Till's casket. How did you all acquire all of these things over the years?
Well, Smithsonian it was really just a tremendous effort by Lonnie Bunch, the executive director of the museum. He became executive director in 2005, started with nothing, absolutely no artifacts. And here we are 11 years later with this tremendous content going in this museum. Some very large artifacts, such as you mentioned a couple, but the segregated rail car, and there is a Angola prison tower, and an airplane used by the Tuskegee Institute to train black pilots. These large artifacts we put in the building, and actually some of them, and continue building the building around it. How it was acquired was by a lot of effort through the museum and the curatorial staff over many years.
How many square feet is the museum, and how long does it take to see everything?
Oh, wow. It is almost, it's about 400,000 square feet.
How many days, then?
How many days does it take to see everything?
Oh, my goodness. I would leave a good solid 2 days. You know, it's wonderful.
Really?
When you're in the museum. The reason why is because this is the first time that our history as African Americans is being told in such an exhaustive, incredible manner by the Smithsonian, an institution worthy of telling this story. So depending on your lens, your view, your perspective, there's a lot. As you start the sort of experience through the museum, you start first below, descending down into the history gallery. There's a wonderful elevator that's going to sort of take you down from the present. As you drop down, you'll see images on the sides of the shaft of the elevator, taking you back to 1400 and the beginning of the transatlantic slave period. There's a lot to understand about the diaspora and how it happened. So you could spend forever just reading and learning just in the history gallery alone.
So do you start by going up and working your way down?
Yeah, what do you advise? How do you advise to go through it?
Absolutely. So, in order to kind of understand and get the best experience from the museum, you know, you start, the history is below. So it's best to start below, and then you'll actually experience it moving up. You'll move up through, we just talked about the transatlantic slave period and Middle Passage to Colonial South, antebellum, up through 1968, and there's a series of ramps that move you up to that history gallery, and you actually end at the election of President Barack Obama, the first year he was elected.
Zena, now we all know that the history of African Americans in this country has been, it's been a difficult one. It continues to be. But I understand that you all have a grief counselor on standby. Is that true?
The Smithsonian does. They're coming out of the History Gallery. They're you're going to experience. Our story is very, it's difficult and challenging, and it's being told in this museum in a very authentic way. There is no efforts made to sort of quash the truth. Whatever it is, the Smithsonian has told it. So when you come out of that, particularly one of the difficult exhibits you're going to see is the Emmett Till exhibit. It's one of the latter exhibits coming out of the History Gallery. So what we, and you, I don't know if you know about that exhibit, but it will also contain Emmett Till's casket. And I actually saw the exhibit when the casket wasn't there, and it's very moving and very emotional. And you come out of that, we provided sort of a space, a contemplative space where you can decompress from all that you've seen before you move up through the building. But again, I think Smithsonian is prudent enough to have people on hand to be able to navigate through all those emotions.
Now, Zena, I read that it was a difficult process to decide, not only what would go where, but what would go into the museum. What got left out?
Well, Smithsonian, they have a massive collection. And all is not in there, and they have a wonderful curatorial staff and people that decided what goes in. And keep in mind, the museum is built to be sustainable, so the story will continue to be told as they rotate exhibits in and out. So in the end, we'll see everything, even if it takes a number of years.
So it opens officially on Saturday.
Yeah,
Black Lives Matter is there, right, Zena?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Well, it opens on Saturday officially. 70s stuff. Oh yeah, they have a Good Times poster,
shoes,
right?
First chrome nose on a Cadillac.
Oh yeah, hell yeah, absolutely. Don't forget about the mothership.
All right, that's right.
Now I want to get in there, Zena. That you all open on Saturday. There's a grand opening celebration with President Obama and the First Lady, President George W. Bush. But people who can't attend can live stream it. Correct.
Yes, I believe they have that set up so you can live stream it. And, for those that are, hopefully everyone that is able will come on the mall, and there'll be Jumbotron set up and you can watch it, various aspects on the mall, and it'll be live streamed.
And in grand form, the party kicks off on Friday, the day before, right, with musical guests and things like that?
That's right.
I'll be there.
Taking the stage.
I will be there. Yeah. Simba wants to know about the gift shop.
What about the first lace front?
I can't with you, Damon. Zena, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Not the first lace front.
Zena, this weekend.